Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay along,
wagas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat. Napakinggan niyo po si David Bowie, Never Get Old. Nandito po tayo ngayon sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si classmate rocker Roselle.
As usual, si classmate Hazel po, kagandahan. Diba?
Okay. So, ayos ba yung ating ano? Hindi pa siya millennials eh. Pero alam mo naman si David Bowie, ano yun, timeless yan eh. Never get old.
Just like us.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes. Kanyang calendar age na. Okay, yeah. Today is December 2. Wow. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Konti na tomorrow na Pasko is na. My childhood friend's birthday, December 3.
Oh, it's going to be my Chesa's birthday on December 10.
Oh, Human Rights Day.
Yes, that's why I'm telling her that you're supposed to be nicknamed Kara. Oh, I don't like it, sabi niya. Bakit Kara? Karapatan, anak.
Okay. Hindi pat.
Pat. Ano yung pat?
Karapat dapat. Okay, happy birthday to Christy. Christy Ramos, its birthday is on December 3.
Wow.
Okay, that my childhood friend.
Mm-hmm. And then birthdays.
Oh, marami, December. Marami. Oh, babatiin natin lahat yan mamaya. Okay, today our episode, classmate Hazel, is
nakakatuwa to. Talagang ano ba tawag natin dito? Siguro yung napapanahon. Hindi napapanahon eh. Talagang mainit-init pa kasi to. Mainit-init
super,
pa. Talagang super,
super talaga,
ano pa siya.
O, mamaya babasahin rin natin yung mga official. Ang ating pangalan, ang pangalan ng episode natin ay Temperamental Brat 2016.
Ayan, okay. Dahil yan po ay isang trending na
label, concept, term, no? Yes. Ngayon, ano ba ang temperamental brat? Kasama natin ngayon episode ay si Daniel Hill, Carl Molina, at si Kevin Mandrilla.
Yes. Okay.
And later on, meron din tayong mga
temperamental brats.
Sila daw ang temperamental brat experts.
Yeah. Tayo, ano kaya tayo? Temperamental brats.
Ano lang, mga lola ng mga
first wave. First wave ka, darling.
Oh, hindi sabi nga ng aking kaibigan ni Nonoy Oplas, Das, temper lang ako, pero hindi mental at saka hindi brat. temper lang. Yun. No mental and no brat. So, temper lang. Mental. Anyway, classmate Hazel,
babasahin ba natin ang mga, bakit si, na ba tayo pumunta sa temperamental brats?
De, gusto ko basahin yung unang-una na saan ba pumasok? How did that term come into the consciousness of people? Yun, di ba? Unang-una. Kasi pag binasa mo yung mga placards ngayon, sa protest placards, level up na ngayon.
Oo nga. Kaysa dati parang ano lang.
Iisa lang yan. Ngayon, iba-ibang klase.
Isang tono, boring, isa, diba?
Isa lang ang kulay.
Oo, isang kulay.
Ngayon, pati yung Dictator Hitler Tuta, iniiba na rin. Ilalagay nila pusa.
Pusa? Oo, talaga.
Eh, syempre, sa mga, insulto daw kasi daw sa mga aso.
Sa mga aso, ganun. At hindi insulto sa mga pusa.
Oh, ngayon, syempre, yung mga pro-pusa, ngayon, inaano. Speaking about pusa, meron ngayon, yun.
Oh, galing mo sumigwe, ha? Sige, i-announce na yan.
Hindi, mamaya, itatawagan natin yung, meron tayong Upcat and Puspin Piesta, bukas yun, dyan sa hall ng malapit sa Arco ng Cruz na Ligas.
Ayan, no? So mga pusa lovers.
Oo.
Imbitado ba sila?
Oo, imbitado lahat ng pusang Pinoy na pusa, at saka yung mga
pusang gala.
Pusang gala. Tayo yon.
Tayo yon.
Pusang gala. At mga upcat, no? Kasi mga pusa dito sa UP, ang tawag sa kanila upcat. College entrance test sila. Okay. So tomorrow there will be free anti-rabies vaccination.
Wow.
There will be pause yung Philippine Animal Welfare Society will be talking about how to handle stray cats.
Oh.
So there will be a talk at tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock and ends at 3. No, so bring your cats there. No,
grab and that opportunity. Yes, mahal free. Din ang pagbakuna.
Half of the vets will be in the hall and half will be walking.
Vet
in
ba natin to sa UP? Hindi.
Sa POS. Okay. And then, so aside from the talk of the Philippine Animal Welfare, we also have a free anti-rabies vaccination. Then we have also a bazaar of cat products and design.
Wow.
Ano ang pinaka-importante rin? Mamaya, tawagan natin yung spokesperson ng itong organizer ng may photography contest ng mga pusa. At saka yun, participatory.
Todo na to?
Oh, participatory yun. As in, bring your own photo. They will frame it there.
Wow.
Para pare-pareho yung ano.
Ikaw magdadala ka. What's the name of your pusa?
May pusa. Ano yun? Si Foucault. Fukushima.
Baka bumangon si Foucault.
Sounds like Foucault. Eh, no? Uh-huh. Sige. It's 12. Asan na yung ano clock? Ayun, nandun sa 11.
It's 12:59.
Mm. Sige, ano mga updates natin sa college, classmate Hazel?
Ah, okay. So,
kagagaling nyo lang.
Kagagaling lang namin Bicol. Sa Bicol. Sa,
at ngayon, bago ka magkwento ng Bicol mo, I'd like to greet that our Department of Women Development Studies are all now in Hanoi. We're
wow.
a panel in the Conference on Women and Development Studies. Yung ating chair na si Dr. Guy Claudio, si Dr. Nathalie Verceles, Dr. Titan, Dr. Inday, former Dean of Rineo, and si Professor Wang Lagilies.
No? Iba na talaga kayo. Level up na din.
Ako ang here to hold the fort. Dahil akong OIC. Oh, about the social work, you went to Bicol.
Oh, we went to Bicol to attend the biennial conference of the Association of Social Work Educators in the Philippines, no, for 3 days. So, okay naman, classmate. Ayun. Ganun
so, ano yung buong okay department pumunta?
Buong department, kasi normally yan talagang buong department kapag Nashway Convention.
So, Nashway, for the benefit of our listeners, stands for the National Association of Social Welfare Educators.
Social Workers Educators.
Social work educators. Okay, so Nasway
yun. And siguro para sa kalaman ng lahat, malaki po ang contribution ng kolehiyo pagdating sa pagpapalago ng organisasyon na ito. Ang kolehiyo po ang isa sa mga haligi dyan. Ano? Marami tayong mga nagkaraang mga faculty ng Department of Social Work na naging presidente. And mga nag-hold ng mga matataas na posisyon dyan.
Okay, that's good news for all our listeners. So
yes.
you're again looking forward to many good things to come. So going back to the temperamental brats classmate, no? Ang una-una yung lumabas yung si
Andanar.
Yes, maybe you can read what was written.
Oh no,
That they are like temperamental brats, no? And then they're not fit to change the world or even change diapers, no? So yun yung unang sinabi niya.
Yun ang unang sinabi. Ayun. Hindi ko mahanap. Ang nasa akin kasi dito, nung lumabas yung mga ganon, meron akong isang post na nabasa. As sagot dun sa sinabi, no? Na temperamental brats nga sila.
Yeah, kasi referring to the young people.
To the young people, oo.
So that's 30 and below and beyond.
Yes, oo. Tapos diba, ang mga kasama siguro ng mga komento na din dyan, kumakabit dyan, is yung mga komento na bakit ka ba pumupunta sa EDSA at magwewelga? Hindi ka pa naman pinanganak nung panahon ng martial law. Or, bata ka pa naman noon, wala ka pang naiintindihan.
Yes.
Diba?
Parang sinasabi, naps na lang parang sagot, bakit nung si Cristo naman, wala naman time na yun.
Sayang-saya ka nung Pasko, wala ka naman nung birthday ni Cristo. Diba? Parang gano'n. So, meron ako isang post na nabasa kasi that sinasabi that during the suppression of 1872, no, ito yung mga panahon na nilalabanan natin, yung mga Kastila. Tsaka yung mga Amerikano, sa totoo lang sinasabi na ang mga lumaban talaga, yung ating mga heroes, ay nasa kanilang mga kabataan years.
Kaya nga si Andres Bonifacio, temperamental brat siya 1896, diba yun ang isang placard nun? No?
Oo, ito sinasabi dito na nung panahon daw na binita yung Burza ng 1872, ito ang age nila. No? Si Jose Rizal was just 11 years old. Andres Bonifacio was just 9 years old. Apolinario Mabini was 8. Marcelo Del Pilar was 22. Oh, matanda pala si Kuya Marcelo. Marciano Ponce was 9. Juan Luna was 15. Antonio Luna was 6. And Emilio Aguinaldo was just 3 years old. Ganun lang sila kababata nung panahon na yun. And yet,
who was 3 years old?
Aguinaldo. The bunso. The bunso. Okay.
Oh, see, now who is a temperamental brat?
Oh, oh, so yeah.
Anyway, I will be coming back and we'll be talking to Daniel Hill, no? Mm-hmm. After our break.
Our break.
DZUP 1602 is a member of KBP, the Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tag-ulan na naman! Paano ba maging handa para sa mga dadating na bagyo at ulan?
Maghanda ng sapat na pagkain na di kailangang lutuin at malinis na tubig.
Magtago ng mga flashlight, kandila at mga radyong debaterya sa bahay.
Ayusin ang mga mahihinang bahagi ng bahay upang hindi masira agad pagdating ng bagyo.
Ihanda ang sarili sa mga parating na bagyo at ulan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pakataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ang si Classmate Roselle.
At si Classmate Hazel pa rin po ito.
Oh, nandito ang ating unang guest.
Yes.
Isang expert sa temperamental bratting.
Wow.
Hello, welcome Daniel. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kakaiba talaga ba temperamental brats? Temperamental nga.
Sorry. That's me.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Hello,
Kevin.
I looked at the wrong list. Sorry, Kevin. Ha? Hi, Kevin.
Okay,
anyway, welcome, no? Kasi we're talking about yung this whole concept and mm-hmm. and this label now, whether it's derogatory, whether it's good, no?
Mm-hmm.
Or how young people mm-hmm. like you see this, no? So, what do you think? Why don't you share your thoughts about this, no? Sige, Kevin,
yeah.
Go.
Actually po, sundan ko lang din yung binigay na question sa akin kanina. So, ako po si, si Kevin Manjilia. Student po ako sa UP ngayon, sa Asian Center.
Teacher mo si Echel, diba? Student sa amin naman yung teacher mo.
Kevin, diba? Maraming yes, salamat sa pagpapaunlak sa aking imbitasyon.
Mm. Opo, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Ikaw pala si Kevin, yung nagpo-post nung mga...
Ay, naku, sorry, Kevin. Mga ulianin na kasi dito, ano? No? Hindi ka gaya mga kabataan. Sorry, Kevin. This is Roselle. It's really embarrassing. Kevin Mandrilia. Yes, he was the one who posted all these interesting photos and I posted it on my timeline and so many people shared it, Kevin. So it's so nice to hear. Yeah, thank you very much for sharing those, capturing the moment and the movement.
Yes.
Oh, it's not just a moment though, it's a movement.
Oh,
sige, Kevin.
Yes po, yun po. Actually, ang tanong kasi sa akin kanina is, paano ba, bakit ko ba naisip gawin yon? Bakit ko siya naisip i-gather?
Mm-hmm.
Actually po, dati kasi yung mga previous protest actions, I was able to join them.
Oh, which are the protests? When was this?
Yung November 18.
Ay, the first time na.
Mga nauna po. Yung mismong araw na nilipo.
Pagdibing, yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Tapos ngayon pong November 30, hindi po ako nakapunta kasi I had to attend this family gathering.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Pero,
25.
Po, so, industry, yes. Mm-mm. Yung 30 po, ngayong yung katapos ng Bonifacio Day. So, in frustration, sabi ko, tignan ko na nga lang yung pictures sa Twitter.
Mm-mm.
And then, immediately, I saw this, you know, very funny post. Sabi ko, matatawa yung mga friends ko dito.
Mm-mm.
So, I shared it on Facebook. At maganda yung kanilang response. Then, nag-add pa ako, two or three, and then I decided, why not create a collection, lahat ng makita ko.
Mm-mm.
And then, ang idea ko is to write my own caption.
Yeah, and yun then, nga, interesting. Yung parang pangsagot, di ba? Kasi usually may mga sumasagot na trolls na yung minsan di na pinapatulang. Pero sige, go.
Mm-hmm. Yun po. Late, mamaya-maya, pagkatingin ko, actually, gabi na ko position na po. Pagkagising ko na umaga, it had ano na hundreds of shares.
Wow,
so, hindi lang pala sa timeline ko yan. It's at ano.
Yeah. Isa na kami sa share.
Actually nagbibilang Actually sinare yan ng anak ko. Tapos meron 4,000, meron 2,000,
yes.
And that was like how many days ago?
Ano po? Like 12,000 shares na yung iba pa po yung mga mga individual photos.
Ah, yung whole album 12,000 shares.
Opo.
Wow.
Congratulations,
Kevin.
Yes, thank you.
Ano yung pinakamataas na share doon? Parang stock market, no?
Yung ano po, the photo na andun po si Ben Medina, yung Tinder.
Match.
Yung Tinder, match. Yung match.
Match
made in hell.
Yes. Ay, yung pinakamarami yun.
Opo, madami yun. Tsaka yung Chicken Joy po. No,
gusto ko rin yan.
Yes,
natumako yes to Chicken Joy.
Naku, may libre pa. Dapat bayaran ka rin yung blank. Diba?
Nang blank.
Kasi this is a DZUP. We don't advertise here. So kaya blank. Non-profit ang DZUP. Oh,
okay. Diba? Yes po, I understand. So,
yun din pala.
Yun po. So, dynamic din nung discussions. But hindi po natin maiwasan. Ang dami pong talagang mga pro Marcos din na lumusog dun
at
sa
least,
mga comments.
At least buhay ang debate, di ba?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yes po. At ano naman po yun, wala naman pong surprising doon. We expect it. So, ang ano lang po, mas important po siguro yun, like how we view this. Kasi ang tanong, last question sa akin ay, anong tingin ko sa rally, sa creativity na nakita natin, yung pagtingin ko dun sa how millennials are doing yung protest actions. So, sa akin po kasi, I think meron pong mga bagay na same sa mga traditional protest actions. So, may mga bagay din pong different.
Mm-hmm.
So, same pa din po yung maririnig natin na dinidevalue ng iba yung boses ng kabataan. Sabi nila, mag-aral na lang kayo. Bakit ba kayo nang iistorbo pa?
Mm-hmm.
At hindi naman po yan unique ngayon. Dati pa po narinig na natin yan. So, ang na-capture nga po ito nung sinabihan kami na temperamental brat.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, naggamit po, instead of maaasar na lang kami, actually, naggamit po namin to. We were able to appropriate this sa ano namin, sa cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, naging identity na siya. Kasi po, na-connect namin siya sa past.
Sa past.
Mayroon pong meme na lumabas, sabi, Andres Bonifacio, temperamental brat of 1896.
Mm.
So, ang sinasabi po namin doon ay, ang kabataan lagi namang kumikilos yan at laging piniframe in a way na parang kina-question bakit ba kayo kumikilos. So, yung sinasabi po namin na yon na we are taking that identity, it's actually empowering na rin in a way kasi parang it means na we are responding to yung how the administration, people in power are trying to diminish yung what we're doing, no? So, ayun po, naging parang identity na rin na we are trying to assert we are relating it to the previous struggles at we're temperamental brats and we're present.
Oh, so
yeah.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for it's really a joy to listen to you and your outlook, no, despite all this
yes,
bothering and frustrating and sad events, no. Mm. The young people like you are able to rise above, no, and show your agency.
Yes, so maraming salamat din
sa ano. For having me.
And congratulations for ano sharing your photos.
Yeah, maraming salamat sa pag-isip ng mag-collate ng lahat ng ito, no. Dahil pag kung walang ganung pag-collate, hindi natin lahat
collate,
makita,
pati yung dialogue nandoon,
yes,
yung caption.
Yes, po,
so that this there's expression of that debate and the discourse. Mm. Salamat, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much po.
Okay, bye-bye. Ayun, ang galing. Taga-UP din pala siya.
Oo.
Kaya pala wala siyang kaabog-abog na nung
kaabog-abog. Ano naman 'yun? Is that Bisaya or what?
I don't know. Nakuha ko na 'yan dito sa Manila. Hindi ko na alam kung Bisaya or what.
It's too bad that Ivy Buena Obra was supposed to join us today, but she will join us soon again, I'm sure.
Okay. Kasi
I promised her that we would have a multicultural show here, you know, episode na. She can speak her Ilocano because she's an Ilocano and she's proud.
We have been dreaming of that, remember, to have a multicultural show.
So we'll have one whole show with Ivy. No.
Ilocano.
Yeah.
Oh, ako lang ang tagasabi ng DZUP. Parang ganun na lang ako.
We will have F-I and G-I. Ako F-I eh. Fake Ilocano.
Ako wala.
G-I.
Naga.
Jenny Ilocano. Sige. We're now talking about Temperamental Brats 2016 and Temperamental Brats. We just heard from Kevin Mandrilia, who shared most of his protest placards.
Yeah.
Complete with caption and answers to those who were debating on allowing the burial of the dictator Marcos. Okay, what were some of these
yung insight siguro na isa sa nakuha ko dun sa sinabi ni Kevin is yung
basahin natin yung mga
Kevin.
Ang
sa mga hindi pa nakaalam.
It's not a moment. This is the movement.
Yun
ang isang favorite ko.
Oh, teka nga, maghanap nga ako ng ako pala ang paborito ko diyan is Living Lie. Living Alay. Tsaka yung mga
Bangkay Salakay.
Oh,
yun.
Tsaka yung mga Harry Potter fan kasi ako. Kaya ang mga gusto ko doon yung mga kusyo. Mga
ganyan. Yeah. Actually, most of the placards have a lot to do also with certain films and TV shows or episodes na if you don't watch, you wouldn't know what they're talking about.
Like
yung best na Fantastic Beasts, sinasabi niya na Fantastic Deaths. Where to
tapos
find
meron din siyang The Man of Steel.
Yan, diba?
S-T-E-A-L. Pag nanakaw.
Ganon,
diba?
Diba? Tapos yung ano pa yung mga
meron din akong hindi natin babasahin yung medyo may mga ano ng konti. Ito, pakihanap si Alan Peter. Oh, diba?
De, gusto ko yun yung Quiet Tanya. Ano yun? Yung ginawang Nemo.
Finding Quiet Tano.
Ayun. Oh. Finding Quiet Tano. Tapos yung sa Nemo, yung mukha. Mm-mm. Yung mukha ni Alan Peter.
Oh, ito naman. Laban muna bago landi. Oh, di ba?
Okay,
ganon,
landi means
diba?
Flirting, no?
Oo.
Ito pa, Commander-in-Chief, don't me.
Kasi ka, di ba? Yung panag-panag English-English nila, di ba?
Oo.
Ito,
diba?
Hindi ko ito masyadong maintindihan, pero Beshies against Bardagulan. Oh, I don't know, Bardagulan. Yung mga ganon. Tapos,
okay.
Ito, pwede ka dito, classmate. Nawawalang tuta. If found, please call 8888. Ano yung 8888?
Pizza, pizza delivery. Hindi, maganda yung kasi
na.
Actually, kinuha ko yung isang picture of a dog dun sa mga pictures na kalagay dun tungkol sa tuta. No?
Tapos? Ako.
Tapos, linagay ng estudyante ko na asa na ba 'yon? Dami naman dito.
Oh, sige.
Ito, no botox needed, no.
Okay, yeah, tapos sa likod.
sa side one, yun, return the stolen wealth, no? Sinasabi. Soli ang ninakaw. Tapos referring to the stolen money by spent by Amy Marcos on the cosmetic Botox surgery. Tapos nakakatot, pinost ng estudyante ko below that picture which I got from the news, one news channel. Side 2, yung kabilang side nung dog, nandun din, ano na. You can't teach Sandro, referring to the grandchild of ex-president Marcos, new tricks.
Kasi, you can, di ba yun, you can't, ano ba yan, di ba pakasabihan yan? Oo nga, sige. Ano na tayo, di ba? Ang oras ay nakakatuwa to, natutuwa kami sa pagbabasa. Okay, anyway, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisana ng Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Magkapatid tayo, wika ng ina mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng ina mo, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng ina mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo patungo. Wika ng ina mo.
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Magandang tanghali, nagbabalik po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si Classmate Rosel.
At ito pa rin po si Classmate Hazel para sa Sikhay Kilos.
Nandito po tayo ngayon sa episode on Temperamental Brats 2016. Kanina, napakinggan natin si Kevin Mandrilla. Ngayon, pakinggan naman natin ang isa pang kabataan, si Carl Molina, na estudyante ng ating estudyante.
Oh, estudyante, diba? Ng ating estudyante. May apo na tayo!
Actually, ang teacher ni Carl ay isang estudyante sa College of Social Work and Community Development. Okay. Oh, yan yung mga mutations. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Carl. Thank you for being with us today. Uh-oh. And you're one of our experts on temperamental brats. Ice ba?
Well, I wouldn't really say that I'm an expert because
you are, the fact that you're in our lineup.
That's right. But I'm gonna claim
that. How old
that.
Are you, Carl?
Claim it.
I'm 28, and okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody who's listening right now. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer a student, but I used to be a student at the Department of Family Life and Child Development under Teacher Edsel.
Oh, they
You're not a student.
A student of life.
But you are still a temperamental
life, yes.
Brat.
I'm claiming it. I'm owning it. Yeah. I'm a temperamental brat. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Share with us what you think about this concept now floating in space in the mouth of officials in the kaharian in Malacañang.
Right. I think it's important po na ano, pag-usapan kung saan nga siya nagmula, and I think you were able to mention that earlier. It came from Secretary Martin Andanar. Yes. And Kevin is right. When I first found out and when I first heard of it, medyo nakaka-insulto siya eh. Kasi it was meant to
disempower.
To make it feel that yeah, exactly. It was meant to make us feel, young people, that we our opinions and our thoughts do not matter, especially for an issue so big, such as the burial of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. No, so pero when I saw it online and people started tweeting about it on Facebook, I just realized, and my friends also realized, that you know, itong ano temperamental brat, it's an opportunity for us to speak out. And embrace na lang din natin para maipahayag natin ang ating mensahe. Not just online, but also...
offline, where change happens. Offline.
Exactly. That's true. And yun nga, so I think it's also important for me to recognize the people that I know personally na parang naisip nila, sige, gamitin na lang din natin yan. Kaya nagawa sila ng placards, and that's when they went to the rally on November 25 and the 30th. And nag-create sila ng very creative placards to show what being a temperamental brat is all about. At first, it was an assault, but then we realized that if you really are fighting for something so important, then it's not really meant to insult you, but more of an opportunity for you to voice out kung ano talaga yung gusto mo ipahayag.
Okay. So, kailangan mo talaga i-inspire ang mga kapwa temperamental brat. Na parang sinasabi nila na parang kaharap lang ng computer lang lagi.
Oo. Kaya may nakita kang placard na maingay din kami offline.
That's true. I think yan naman talaga ang kritisismo sa ano sa kabataan ngayon, no? Parang lalo na for us mga millennials and young people, lagi kami nakikriticize na lagi na lang kami nasa sa computer, on Facebook, on Twitter. But really, we want to also send the message across that we're not just fighting this battle online, but we also go out on the streets and make our voices heard. Matter of fact, isa talaga dun sa may kaibigan ako, ang pangalan niya Monica Magpantay. She's one of the first few people who thought of the group Temperamental Brats on Twitter. Sinabi niya talaga na mukhang kailangan na nating tanggapin na medyo talo na tayo sa pakikipaglaban natin online. That's why.
And kailangan sabay-sabay lahat, all fronts. Diba?
Kasi you don't have the budget for trolls.
Oh, exactly. So parang sa dami ng fake news, fake websites, and blog sites, online. Hindi ko na babanggitin para hindi na siya ma-legitimize.
Oh,
but parang
time
na para tanggapin natin that we are losing the battle online, so we have to go out and be on the streets. Tweet with our feet. That's what
tweet with our feet. Gusto ko rin yan. Tweet with our feet. Sabay, di ba?
Online and offline. So so yun po talaga yung maisip namin. And I guess very thankful din tayo na madami din talaga tayong mga kakilala kagaya ni Kevin kanina na nagsalita online na they also use their wit and to do not parang in an attempt to people of our age na kaya nyo din to mag-isip ng ganyan. I-relate natin kung saan man yung pinaglalaban natin. So if you notice the protest signs that we use, they can be relevant even though they are anchored on popular culture. So without losing its value, without losing its meaning, alam natin na naka-angkla siya sa kung ano man yung pinaglalaban.
Okay.
Were you there during the rally?
I was there. I was
November
30th? The 30th, yeah. The rally.
Can you describe to us the atmosphere ng mga pagrarally ng mga millennials?
Kasi ang una-una is yung ginagamit nila yung iPad, yung mga
pag wala na talaga silang pang placard, no?
Hindi, parang halo-halo. Tsaka all that light, no? Those are not candles, definitely. No?
Those are cell phones, darling. Cell phones, tablets.
Parang that's new to me.
Nakakatuwa din yan, no? Kasi ang dami din talagang pictures na nag-surface. May mga light. To describe, it was...
How did you feel?
Infectious, yung energy na everyone was there, knowing that you're fighting for the same cause, unified yung boses na gusto nyo...
Hindi dapat ilibing doon.
Hindi dapat ilibing siya. Kasi ako sa lingingan. Alisa ng mensahe na parang gusto namin panawagan ay hukayin talaga ang nabi ng dating diktador. So I think that was very clear.
Alam mo ba, Carl, sabi sa akin ng estudyante ko kagabi nung nag-meeting kami ng klase, na meron daw isang grupo galing sa Mindiola. Meron silang lahat na may dala silang shovels. Yung pang soundtrack, pang bata. Lahat, all of them had one whole bunch of people holding little, yung parang
toys. That's a statement,
toys. Kasi yung pinost ko sa timeline ko, yung may hawak siyang shovel na may Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, hindi ko napansin yun. Ikaw nakapansin yung Ariel. Tapos meron siyang dala, hashtag, sukayin. Pero ito daw, isang grupo galing sa Mindiola. May dala silang ano.
Ay, Carl, hindi kaya pag mga susunod na rally ay mas magiging pressured sa mga taong pupunta. Kailangan maganda yung placard mo, ha?
Kailangan. Yung iba nga kailangan i-explain, di ba, Carl? Mm-hmm. Yung ibang mga shows, hindi yan pinanunod ng ibang generation, eh.
I think hindi naman siya I think yung pressure is it's a good kind of pressure for everybody who would want to join and participate.
Yes.
Kasi kung tutuusin, parang naging na din siya an opportunity for you to be creative and witty as much as you can. So sa tingin ko, kapag nagkaroon ng susunod na rally, makaka-expect pa tayo ng mas maraming placards na hindi lang nagpapahayag ng pagtulig sa doon sa issue, but also in a way na mas makaka-relate ang kabataan.
Okay.
And yun naman yung gusto natin, di ba? Huwag silang ma-alienate, and we want them to be on board, especially now, medyo garapala na yung pagre-revisa ng kasaysayan natin. At parang lagi na lang sinasabi na hindi naman kayo buhay nung panahon na yan. So I think at the very core of all these things, what we really want to do is we want our young people to be on board. And we talk to them in a language that they understand. Kaya may references ng Harry Potter,
How I
Lord
Met
of the
My
Ring,
Mother,
How I Met Your Mother. Kasi,
yan.
Kasi
ay, pero wala pa masyadong anime. Hinihintay ko pa.
Alay,
meron yung Voltes 5.
Volt 5.
Revoltin.
Sino may mga anime na yan?
Kasi yung anak ko, age mo eh, Carl. Kaya nakaka-relate ako.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much, Carl, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Alright, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Si Carl Molina, isang... Hindi natin alam na mga estudyante. Oh, lang, mga estudyante rin pala ng UP.
Ang gagaling nila.
Oh, thank you very much, Carl and Kevin.
Hindi na estudyante, darling.
Hindi na daw.
Oo, pero temperamental.
Temperamental.
Alam mo, this is not the first time in the history na kiniklaim ng mga tao na nililabel.
Uh-oh.
Yung mga labels na binibigay sa kanila.
Na negative.
Parang
natatranslate nila.
Kasi if you can remember yung queer, yung queer was a label for LGBT ata in somewhere in
So parang masama yun, mistake
masama
ngayon,
yan
no?
Masama
now,
yan
now, claim,
claim
nila,
name nila.
Nila
oo, parang din yung labeling them yung mga tao na black, di ba? Pangit din yun ngayon, talagang inaano na black,
black
is beautiful. Oh yun.
Okay.
Ayan, sige.
Okay, mamaya pang ating last guest, second to the last guest, si Danielle Hill. Okay.
Babalik po ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ako si Mark.
Ako naman si Carlo.
Nung una ko siyang makita,
alam ko na
na siya na talaga ang gusto kong makasama habang buhay.
My name is Lily. I love Daddy Carlo and Daddy Mark. I mean, I have a mom, but you know what? I have the best daddies in the world.
If a child can view all genders as equal, why can't everyone else see the world through the eyes of a child? Fight for gender equality. A reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasali ka!
Nay,
tay, kumusta ko po?
Nay, nag-text na naman si Kuya.
Nay, tanggay mo yung 500. May project ka na sa school.
Nay, boy!
Masayang magkaroon ng malaking pamilya. Pero, handa ka bang panagutan sila? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nandito po tayo. Magandang tanghali, nandito po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development, si Kai Kilos sa DZUP. Ang ating episode ngayon ay tungkol sa Temperamental Brats 2016, and we have recently listened to Kevin Mandrilla, who posted a bunch of protest placards which had almost 12,000 shares, and Carl Molina, who are both students of UP and former students. And now we will be listening to a young woman who, according to sources, wrote a play on martial law, and she garnered a prize for this. Her name is Danielle Hill. Welcome, Danielle. Hello.
Hello.
How?
Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you for being with us, Danielle. Is it Daniel or Daniel? How do I pronounce?
Danielle.
Danielle. Okay.
Danielle.
So this is Classmate Roselle and Classmate Hazel.
Classmate Hazel, hello.
Hi, Danielle.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Just call me Danny.
Danny. Hi, Danny. Can you tell us what you think about the whole concept of a temperamental brat? Mm-mm. Are you for it, or how do you feel about it? Sad, angry?
Are you for it?
Are you for it, or are you for it?
I'm actually for it. I think it's pretty funny that it was supposed to be an insult given to us, pero considering the fact that this is a generation that grew up with temperamental brats as heroes, for example, si Naruto, si Son Goku, si Gohan.
Yan na ang anime.
Yan na hinahanap ko na anime eh.
Yan na hinahanap ko eh. Oh, sige.
Lumaki kami with Harry Potter and Tris Prior and sina Katniss Everdeen na tinawag din na temperamental breath sa mga government nila. And look at what happened.
Mm-hmm. So, Danny, can you tell us about also your play, ha, mamaya-maya, after you tell us your expertise on the temperamental brats? Sabi kasi ni Ivy, temperamental brat expert ka eh.
Ay, charot. Di naman masyado.
Kaya ka ngayon nandito on air.
And this is archived, ha? Remember, in the UP Main Live.
Ay, nako, pahingi akong copy, ha?
Pwedeng hukayin to after 50 years.
Hashtag.
For another temperamental brats rally. Wag naman sana.
Sige, Daniel, tuloy lang.
So, yun, on the concept of temperamental brats, feeling ko, super major insult backfire siya on the part of Andanar kasi hindi siya nakaka-insulto eh. Kasi number one, sanay na tayo na oldies are looking down on us, but at the same time, we know na minsan may mali din sila.
Minsan lang.
Okay. Gaano kadalas minsan?
Ang kind mo naman, ano, Danny. See, objective talaga, kahit nakakainis talaga sila. Sige.
May mga nakakainis, may mga super rude na gusto mo nang bardagulin, pero...
Oh, yun ang bardagulin.
What do you mean by bardagulin?
Please naman explain. Kasi we're wondering what bardagulin means.
Ewan ko kay Sasasot. Ewan ko kay Sasasot kung ano ibig sabihin nun.
Oh, basta it's bad. Ano yun? Anong suntok? Suntok
ba yun? By the way, you use it in the sentence, para ba susuntukin mo yun?
Oh, suntok, no? Sige.
Or pupukin mo.
Or I want ko, kung obliterate from the face of the earth.
Amen. Pero, like, you try to be polite pa rin kasi you don't want them to have anything else against you. Like, alam mo na na mali sila, alam mo na ginagawa nila yon at hindi tama na nagiging super rude sila sa'yo. So, bakit mo gagawin sa kanila?
Ba't mapapatulan? Kasi may breeding kayo.
Don't go too low.
Ika nga ni Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high.
Yes.
Diba? Sige, Danny, Ivy mentioned to me that you wrote a play on martial law. When was this? Maybe you can tell our listeners a little about this.
Oh, yeah. kasi our university was, our university theater org was celebrating its 40th year. Mm-hmm. So, nagpa-contest sila for scriptwriters who are going to write four plays. Tapos, it's going to be presented dun sa festival. It's called the Rubio Theater Arts Festival.
Mm. When was this?
Sinaw siya nung mga bandang September.
This year?
Yes, mm-hmm. just this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, pero sinulat ko yung play, mga April, yung kasagsagan ng RP nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. So what is the name of your play, Dani?
Pula.
Mm-hmm.
Oo.
Can you tell us about it?
Sure. Ang concept ko is the day of the the Battle of Malacanang, nasa loob sina Edjuk, tapos nagtapos na yung meeting na yon kasi may nagbato ng Molotov. I tried to research on that. Tapos wala akong nakita, hindi pinangalanan kung sino yung nagbato. So I was like, "Uy, curious. Sino to? Sino tong taong to? Babae ba siya, lalaki? Ano siya at bakit niya ginawa yon?" Siya yung nagpasimuno ng lahat eh. So from that perspective, inanong ko na it's a break the fourth wall monologue. Na kinukuwento niya kung ano nangyari, like how did we get here. So kinukuwento niya yung stories ni na Liliosa Hina, kung ano nangyari kay Liliosa Hina, kung ano nangyari kina Boyet Mijares, kina Johnny Escandor, ganon, yung mga martial law victims. Mm-hmm.
And young students also like you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ang ano.
So how did you feel when they showed it in the theater? Na binuhay yung sinulat mo.
Number one, ang galing ng mga actors. Hindi ko inexpect na ganun yung magiging treatment nila. Ang intense. Kung ano yung ginawa talaga kinalilos. Like, kung ano yung kinukwento niya nangyayari sa kanya.
Okay.
Pero I don't wanna give too much spoilers.
Hopefully you will show that again and we'll announce it here on DZUP, Dani. Mm. Ha?
Okay. Sige, sasabihin ko kay Ivy kung sarali.
Mm-hmm. Sige, we'll have one more episode all on that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm. Tapos, pero ang pinaka-interesting na nakita ko at ang pinaka-natuwa ako was during the torture scenes, yung mga nanonood, hindi makatingin-tingin sa stage. Parang tinatakpan nila yung mga tenga nila, kumitikit sila, they're churning away.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nasa likod ako noon. Tapos, inisip ko, ilan sa mga taong to ang nag-share ng mga posts from pro-Marcos sites?
Mm-hmm.
Ilan dito yung mga naniniwala na mayaman si Marcos because of the Machida treasure?
Mm-hmm.
Ilan dito ang naniniwala na justified ang martial law?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, inisip ko, teka, akala ko ba okay kayo sa martial law? Ito ang martial law eh. Tumingin kayo.
So it was really, it's really intense like you were saying. So you were there, so you witnessed also the reaction of the audience to your work.
Yes.
Congratulations, Dani, and we look forward to hear more about this play. Would you like to say one last thing about to our listeners on this whole temperamental brat concern now and all in the protest movement?
So, okay, sure. Well, siguro magpa-plug na lang ako. Right about now, may isang grupo na pinubuo. We want to be a coalition of all the other groups that temperamental brats are in, school orgs or whatever. It's called Millennials Against Dictators, and nilaunch siya nung Siklab Bayani, you know yung November 30 protest.
Siklab Bayani.
Yeah, nilaunch yung Millennials Against Dictators on that day. Tapos ang naging speaker namin, ang naging face namin was Nicole De Castro. You remember her?
No. No.
The one who was alone in front of the libingan, is that her?
The one with the long hair, yeah. Her.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, siya yung Mockingjay namin. Mm-hmm. And tonight magkakaroon ng house party for Millennials Against Dictators.
Wow, where?
Somewhere in QC. Send ko mamaya yung address kasi wala akong internet ngayon.
Okay.
Send ko na lang, send ko na lang later.
Everybody invited to that party?
Well, sure.
If you're millennials against dictators.
Oh my God, bring your face.
Bring your friends. And if you can't bring your friends, bring food, bring alcohol. Mm-hmm. I was told that Lelo y Claudia was going to be there. So,
Okay, that's the mother of Lelo is out of town now. Yeah, he will be there. Dr. Guy Claudio is the chair of our department, and she's currently out of the country.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Danny, for sharing yourself and your ideas and your insights. And we'll be in touch with you soon, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eyon, ang saya ng episode na to.
Nice talaga. Biglang hindi mo kilala si Nocrecastro.
Alam mo, piniisip-isip ko lang, ano, inokre-okre sila ni Secretary Andanar. Ngayon,
dumami sila ng
isang million. Tapos ganyan.
Millones, millennials, patay sila.
It was actually Andanar who named them, eh. Temperamental brats. Oh, good.
Okay, millennials again dictatorship. No? Mm. So, yun na ngayon ang ano. Okay, so today our episode on Temperamental Brats 2016, we had Kevin Mandrilla, Carl Molina, and Danielle Hill. Telling us about her play. How interesting rin yung play niya, classmate
Hazel, no? Interesting din yun. Kaya maganda yung ipalabas niya ulit kasi mainit pa yung...
She won in the playwriting contest, and then it was shown in the theater.
She's a writer.
She's a student, no? She's a young temperamental brat.
Okay. No, yeah. Now, si classmate Edgy actually nag-text din. Meron sa magluloko ata ang phone niya. Mag-field report sana siya.
Actually, sinasabotahe natin yung telepono.
Okay. And hindi namin alam kung next week ay may temperamental brats pa rin na episode. We'll see.
So anyway, before we go, classmate, gusto ko ulit i-remind. We'd like to thank our guests today. No?
Yes. Ang galing nila.
We'd like to remind everybody of the Upcat and the Puspin Piesta to be held there at the Testa Building at near the Arcon ng Cruz Naligas. No? Mm-hmm. At CP Garcia Avenue, no, there will be free anti-rabies vaccination for your stray cats. Philippine Animal Welfare Society talk on how to handle strays. A participatory photo contest and a bazaar of cat products.
Oh, diba?
Oh, diba? Sige.
Panahon na ngayon ng pusa. Pumunta na kayo.
Hindi na Hitler dictator. Pusa.
Dictador. Oh.
Pero classmate, yung mga hukay.
May mew niyan. May mew. May mga hukay. Diba?
Ano mo kay Chesa yung kanyang pang sand, ano? Yung para sa sand.
Yung mga shovels para sa sand.
According to links, my student was saying that's a whole group of people marching, holding mga shovels nila.
Pero imagine yung mga mukha nila.
Ariel, may ano, pero serious yun.
Alam mo, hirap hanapin yan, ha? Yung mga ganyang ano, siguro pinagnanakaw pa nila yan sa mga anak nila o sa mga kapatid nila. Kasi, you know, if it's not summer, mahirap yung hanapin kasi it's summer toys, actually.
Inaandun, sinukay talaga yun sa mga baol.
Oo, ayan. Sige, so, yan na naman po ang naging isang episode ng Sikay Kilos, ang programa ng Kalitsang Social Work and Community Development. Ito po si classmate Hazel.
At si classmate Rosel, DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.